Welcome to another episode of Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
I'm Sujata, and nothing's off limits, and we keep it real.
Yes, we are. It's the first of the month today.
Happy May 1st.
Happy May 1st. Happy last month of the school year, parents.
Oh, yeah. You know what's nice?
What?
It's going to be before Memorial Day. They're getting off that Friday.
I feel like that's been a couple years now.
It has been, but like you never know when it's going to, because it used to be after we used to come back for like a couple of days and then
so
they would
stupid.
End it.
Yeah.
It's like, why
know.
Even do
that's
that?
Pointless,
you know?
Because then you just can't like go on your memorial vacation. I'm not one to start off the summer right with a vacation.
Really? Any reason why not?
Because then I feel like we don't go on like many. I don't know how many trips you guys take. Usually we take one or two.
Yeah.
But I like to do it like towards like the middle or the middle end, because if I do it straight on the heels of getting out of school, then they're like, we didn't do anything all summer. And I'm like, remember your first week we went somewhere? They forget that shit. You know?
I'm bored.
I know. And I'm like, we just spent $5,000 going to California.
Yeah.
You know? And they like forget. So I want them to like remember the things that we do.
Yeah, you want them to be bored
and then reward
go on vacation.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to go somewhere.
Yeah,
fun.
And then that way you can use that as like bribery for things. Like if you don't stop acting up right now, we are not going to San Antonio.
I do that all the time. Blackmail. But like I know some families that are like, "Okay, we're leaving
Friday
and we're out."
I mean, I am. Well, Chaz and I are going to Bottle Rock, but the kids are going to stay here.
Oh, see.
It just happens to be Memorial weekend. You know, I mean, yes, we would do something, not a big trip, but we would probably have taken them somewhere like San Antonio probably, because it's not too far. But yeah, so we are going somewhere.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Y'all are going somewhere,
yes.
Not the kids.
But that's still, even if we weren't going there, I would not kick off the summer with the trip.
With the kids.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You're kicking it off with just you and Chaz.
It just happened to be. I mean, if it was in April 15th, we would be going on April 15th. But this is just how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's good.
Okay.
I'll report back. I'll probably have a call to you a few times for sure.
Oh, I loved
on
it.
Mushrooms,
I loved it. Yes.
Talking about how much.
I was sitting right here.
you are.
I love you. Love you so much.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It was so sweet. It made my day. I was like, aw. Jacqueline always acts like she's all tough and whatnot, but then I see the sensitive
I don't
side. Or like, it's, you know, like you don't like, you know, you're not very like mushy mushy.
Oh yeah. Well, just catch me when I'm like had a few cocktails deep or something.
Yeah.
Like
then you're like, okay, kissing and loving and
you're
hugging.
You're my
and
best friend. So we did something cool last weekend.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, we went to Seltzer Olympics. I don't know if you guys follow Kingdom of Sequence.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany Garcia, she is so cool. She always reminds me, well, I feel like we're so much alike.
Mm-hmm.
She's just like,
I can see that.
The white version of me.
Yes, I can see that. Those high kicks.
Yeah, just like whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Like I never know what I'm going to do. You never know what you're going to get from me, but it's always going to be a good time.
For sure.
I'm never one of those like, you
For
know,
sure.
mean or crying in the corner or anything like that. I bring it. But it was so much fun. We ran into a lot of people that we follow and that we love so much.
Yes.
We ran into
Sister Studio.
Yeah. Jen Reed.
Tara Newton, which
yeah. Sue from
her.
Sue Style.
Yeah.
That's the second time I ran into her. I ran into her last time at the Bone Thugs and Harmony concert, and
Sue
she
Style.
Was so
okay.
cool.
Yes.
And I'm so glad
she's,
you got to meet her.
She's
so
sweet.
So sweet. And then Ashley.
Yep, I follow them. Mm-hmm. Danielle. They go to Paris every year. They like go somewhere international, London, and they take all their little kids. And they just I love watching.
Yeah,
love
they're so sweet. Everyone was so nice. It was such a good time, and the weather was great.
Just the party was fun.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I'm so glad we went.
Yeah, the only thing that
Yeah, you couldn't drink.
I couldn't drink. So all my tickets were went to Jacqueline.
Yay!
And every time we went to go, we had like we had a sample. How many drinks? Like four times around. There was four rounds.
So it was like it kept minimizing down, but still you could try the last rounds too.
Yeah.
I was actually surprised what I thought I would like. I didn't really like compared to like the other ones.
Yeah.
And some of those were just like, because all the seltzers are, you know, lot of them are no sugar and stuff. So you got to be careful because some of them you can really taste the after taste of like those like monk fruit and Splenda. And those are disgusting.
They were so disgusting.
Oh, it's just.
That aftertaste was horrible. Like I did take like a little sip of two of them and I go, oh, you know what? It's actually good.
Yeah. Because
they were so disgusting.
I know.
This is so gross.
We did have some good ones. Like Neutral was actually really good. It's not the one where you do get that aftertaste and it's not as sweet. So it's pretty drinkable.
The
one that won.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But so did
Sunny D. That shocked me.
Yeah. But you know what? I kind of like thought it was kind of cool because you can taste a hint of that Sunny D.
But do you like it?
No, it just brings you back to your like childhood. I was like, that's just, I used
so
to
I never that. Liked it.
I didn't.
It's just the gross jug
of
orange shit. It's not even orange. It's like citrus drink. Mm-hmm. Like, what is that?
I don't think there's any orange juice in it.
I don't know, man. My brother used to like that. Shit was gross.
It just brings you back to your like, oh, this is Sunny D from when you were a kid, you know?
No one after 1995 knows what that is.
Our kids don't know what Sunny D is.
No. I'd never buy Sunny D. Do they even sell it?
I don't even know. Probably got banned. There ain't no vitamin C in this.
Along with those like flavored, the colored juice jugs with the foil top. I don't remember. They were like jugs. They look like wine barrels.
Okay.
With the silver top. They came like a whole pallet of them for like $2.
Oh my gosh.
They
remember that.
So gross. They fucking tasted so gross.
Oh, I remember.
And they were like deep blue, deep green, deep red, orange.
I remember that. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. That's why we don't get sick. We don't like,
we
have all that. Yeah, we got all this
shit. By drinking and eating crap. And then I'm over here telling my kids, chew that vegetable, eat the vegetables. Yeah. I'm sure, but all, yeah, it was.
Those are so gross. Those aftertastes, God, I could, so fucking gross. Anyway,
but we had fun.
We had so much
fun. We
took
pictures with
all of
them.
Next time you'll be able to drink. How are you doing on your meal plan? Your cleanse?
My ultimate detox?
Yes.
My ultimate detox. I am day what? I'm 2.5 weeks in. Mm-hmm. I started eggs. I added eggs this past Monday. I was so happy to just add eggs.
Eggs are the bomb.
They are. No, everyone thinks they're like, that's what you're excited about? I was like, eggs for breakfast or any time when you just add eggs to anything, it just adds to your meal.
Yeah.
And you can make it so many different ways.
I know.
So I was like, I was missing eggs and I was so happy about them. Anyhow, we're going to see by tonight if I have any other symptoms or anything to see if I have some sort of allergy to it or whatnot. But otherwise, I'm doing good now.
Yeah. You're going to miss my being able to drink at my birthday.
I will. But I'm not going to be the Cabano girl. I told.
And you don't have to drive anyone home because most of the people live in our neighborhood anyway.
That's true. I'll take care of whoever needs help, though.
You won't be my Cabana girl runner? No.
No. I'll let Chaz do that. No, I will. I will be yours. It's your birthday. I'll do whatever you want me to.
Oh, yeah. What did I get for my 40th? Y'all gave me like a bell. I'm going to bring that bell out.
Heck yeah. Go ahead. I will. It's your birthday. I will let you do whatever you want. I will not like dance or anything, but yes, I will. I'll get you whatever you want, Jacqueline.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. And then I've been having some crazy ass dreams. Like disturbing dreams. Like, you know, like, let me just tell you, like it involved like this family who was taking in kids strictly to like not like sex traffic but like just to use for themselves, and like I was so disturbed when I woke up.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, Chaz, I had the worst dreams. He was like, tell me. I said, no, I don't want to tell you because you will think I am fucked up in the head. like the fact that
he
I even dreamed
watched
that.
Some true crime
well,
that
he was
night.
Like, well, because you always watch true crime and those damn podcasts, yeah. whatever. And then you know what? I'm looking at what we're looking at today. What did I walk on? And I was like, I am literally 5 minutes ahead of you in this damn documentary.
What is it? The
case of
Asunta case. The Asunta case.
Yeah. And you know that's about that too.
Is it?
I'm sure it is with the picture. I know we're in for like a lot, like a
something
good story, but and it's based on a true story.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I'm watching it. It's a true story.
But like I walked in and I'm like, are you kidding me? We're both watching the same thing and we didn't tell each
other. We didn't tell each other any of this. But you did get me onto this. But I'll watch any true story though.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll watch any of it.
But I like these the most.
Yes.
When there's some fucked up shit.
That's why you have some messed up dreams.
I know. I gotta like stop. I gotta stop.
I'm not surprised by your dreams. I thought you were gonna bring up Zac Efron. That's
do you ever
like
feel like you can in my dreams, like I smell things. I can taste things in my dreams. Do you ever
I know. I just know when I wake up, I freaking think that really happened.
Well, last night so
like
it's
you
funny.
Know, you wake up and then you're angry. Like
someone
like,
cheated on you?
Yeah. Oh. I'm like, Bob, what the heck? You know me choking him.
I know. Well, like, so yesterday, I ended up, so we have two, like, trash cans, whatever. And normally most people have one, but we have two for some reason. I don't know. So I wheeled the other one out because Chaz didn't know that I had it. And I had taken one of our cypress trees out because it was, like, dead. So I, like, moved it out, and I put it, you know, kind of by there. Well, I swear this had happened in real life, but I guess it didn't. In my dream, the trash people came and I saw them lift the tree up and throw it in there. And I was like, oh, hell yeah. They did me a favor. Like, I guess because I'm cool with them. They like did that for mm-hmm. me this morning. No, the tree's fucking there. They didn't pick it up. The tree is there. I mean, they weren't supposed to pick it up. It's like by my back fence.
Oh, okay.
But I just thought like, oh, they hooked it up. I don't have to like bring it around for heavy trash. No, I dreamt that part because it was still there. And I literally was like, what is wrong with me? I swear that was in real life. That happened yesterday.
That happened in your dream.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The things you dream about.
I don't know, girl. I'm getting old. Either I don't remember. I think reality is my dream. Dream is reality. Whatever. So I thought, I was talking to one of my really good friends the other day. And she was talking about someone's 40th that she's going to. So I thought today would be a good thing to talk about, like, birthdays.
It's birthday week. It's Jacqueline's birthday week.
But I've never done that before. Like, are you a person that says, like, oh, it's my birthday month. It's my birthday month.
No, I do it to my kids and my family.
You do?
Yeah. But, like, I'm just like, oh, be nice. It's my birthday. Not birthday month. Birthday week.
Okay.
Oh, I will milk that. Be like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Be
like,
nice
oh,
to me.
You take me out to eat.
Yeah,
it's my birthday.
Yeah. My birthday week. To my family.
Yeah. She had already committed mm-hmm. to going to one of her friends' 40th.
Okay.
And.
Like on vacation.
Yeah. Like okay. girls, everything. This girl picked Greece.
Did she let them know it was going to be like an international trip?
Not when she had asked them.
Okay.
So now it's Greece. Not only is it Greece, it's island hopping in Greece.
Yeah.
And it's a 2-week birthday
celebration.
Trip.
Okay.
Isn't that fucked up? I mean,
that
like,
is, but like,
yeah, that's great. Like, I wish I could go, but like, to ask all your friends to throw down that kind of money. Like, we've gone to Greece before.
So have I. We both
it is
have.
Not cheap.
It's not cheap. Especially
like,
if
to get there, to stay there, to eat.
Island.
And yeah. then it's a party. It's a bachelor. I mean, so 40th birthday. So you know you're going to be like partying it up there.
Sure. Yeah.
And you're going to have to pitch in for this girl's everything that she does.
For sure.
Drinks at the pool, a bottle Dinner? Service yeah. at the club or whatever.
Okay, let me ask. Is it like her best friend?
No,
or is
I'm her best friend. No, I'm just joking. No.
Like is Mm-mm. it like you know, two or three of her like very close friends, or
I think
like,
it's more than that. I don't know, but she was like, I'm gonna be so broke, I gotta sell a kidney or like plasma
See,
or something.
If you're in that financial, if the trip is gonna cause you that kind of financial, mm-hmm. you know,
that's
burden,
what I think,
then I don't think it's
like do something
local.
Maybe like consider
everyone.
And the
birthday girl should consider that. Like I, for my birthday, like I love it when my friends come over and like celebrate whatever, but I always consider how much they're going to spend on me. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that's a big, I don't want to burden them with a financial whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it'll be something that.
And I know 40 is like a big thing and
no, for sure.
A lot of people take trips. Like, you know, we went to Cancun for my birthday,
yes.
But that was Cancun and it was like, considering everything, it was relatively cheap because
yes.
There was so many girls there. We stayed in one house and what we did, it was like pretty
yeah,
cheap.
It was very cheap. And like the chef, like we
yeah, it ended up being so, so cheap.
Yeah.
But we were joking because she was like, oh, we're going to have to go work that corner. And it was three of us on this chat. And our other friend was like, no, girl, how are your feet? You should open up an OnlyFans site. And I was like, yeah, that's better than staying hot in a corner in Florida. So we're like, yeah, you open up the OnlyFans account. And she was like, well, yeah, I guess my feet are okay. I can dip them in pudding and jello and stuff. And I was like, yeah, you're going to have to like put them in people's mouths to get like a lot of subscribers and a lot of money from those.
For your, yes. Oh my gosh. No, but like I don't, I'm surprised though.
I know.
I've never, like, I guess I would understand that if it was a couples thing, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah.
Like, you know,
but
you
then,
can make
but
it
then
into
you like all agree on something like as a couple, do you want to spend 10 grand on a trip for somebody else? You know what
right.
I mean? Like, I wouldn't mind spending 10 grand, but
this
somewhere
girl
where
wants
I would want to go
two
to.
Weeks about her, like every single day.
I know. That's the thing. I'm like, I know I'm like, I know people like me, like everybody else, but do you like me for 2 weeks? Do you
right.
like me enough to go 2 weeks somewhere with me
I
and spend
anybody, even
10
like
grand?
Like, I know. Even
on
with
me,
my family.
You
like,
know
you
what I mean?
Breather.
No, I don't think so. So I'm just like, wow.
That's
a this is a birthday princess for sure. Like this is someone who had like
but like listen, I don't want to come back and be like and like it caused financial burden on me afterwards because then you're not going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like,
or
really
like you're always
it.
Like thinking about okay, what do you guys
yeah.
have planned? What do you guys have planned? Yeah.
I don't want to go. I don't want to do that. And then come back and like, "Oh, I'm in this much debt."
Yeah. I agree.
You'll remember that.
Yeah. I guess if like you were, if you had the means and you wanted someone to go there and that's like your diehard, I want to go to Greece. And you know, whoever in your group doesn't have like funds like that.
Right.
I'd be like, hey, I know like your situation. I'm going to pay for your flight and your stay. I just really want you to be there.
Yeah. If she has that kind of money. Yeah.
That's fine. But like,
for sure.
Just not. That's crazy.
That is super crazy.
No.
I feel bad just asking, like ashamed. Like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. Anyway, like, okay, so what were some of like your birthdays that were kind of like over the top? Like maybe 21, 30?
My 16th birthday was over the top.
Were you like on MTV Sweet 16?
I wish. But no, like it was huge. It was like, it was in my backyard, like my parents' backyard. And we had like a DJ. And, like, everybody wore Indian outfits.
Was it meant for, like, Sweet 16 stuff?
Yeah, it was. It was Sweet 16. We danced. We partied. Yeah, I think we danced for a while because I think we had to tell our neighbors, like, around us, hey, it's going to be loud.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember me dancing. So I remember we from, like, I think it was around.
Girl, and it's in June? End of
June.
Was it hot?
Oh.
People come over to the house and we would just have barbecues for all like the parties. Remember Showbiz?
Yes.
Before it was Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, I do.
I actually liked Showbiz better.
It was scary.
There was more creepy people instead of just one creepy mouse.
Oh yeah. It was that one was creepy.
Yeah. So they had like the
It was a bear, right? Black bear.
A big ape. A black gorilla.
That's right.
Gorilla. And then it was the surfer board polar bear.
Yes.
And then there was a chicken cheerleader.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was my favorite, obviously.
Yeah.
She was like the girl. And then there was something else. I don't know. But that was cool, man. Those are fucking awesome.
For your 21st birthday?
Hell no. No, when I was talking about little. No, that would have been so funny. They sell alcohol now.
They do? At Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, now they do. They didn't back then, but they did. No, okay. Beer.
Beer.
And
okay,
wine,
I think I did.
I mean, you can't get like fucking Long Island iced tea there or anything like that. But no, for my, so I had a sweet 16.
Yeah, same here.
It was kind of like a 15. You know how like quinceañeras, instead of at a 16. So we had like the whole dance, the whole hall, like all that
stuff.
So
you celebrated quinceañeras.
So it was set up just the same way.
Right. But yes. It was probably all like you wore the dress and everything.
Right? Oh, I did. I wore a dress.
Did you walk around the mall?
No, that was not the thing. Girl, no. We had the ghetto ass malls back then. Yeah. No.
But like,
no.
They're always at the malls.
Oh, the Arboretum too.
Yeah, Arboretum. We ran into Arboretum.
We didn't do that. We actually took pictures at the church and stuff. But so we did that for my 21st. I actually celebrated with a really good friend of mine, like my best friend's older sister. Her birthday's on the same day. And we had already had like so many birthdays that we celebrated together because we had like a lot of the same friends. But then we just invited like our other friends too because it was always like at a big place and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So we had this club and we knew the bouncer. We knew some of the waitresses there, and we got so messed up. I mean, yeah. And that was when my best friend, I was so drunk that she took me to the restroom, and of course, like, there's no toilet paper, and I refused to drip dry. I, like, made her go out to the men's restroom and grab toilet paper for me and bring it back because I would not leave. And I was so drunk that, like, I lost like birthday presents. Of course, like I don't even know where they went.
Oh my.
Like, and I went home with my friend Brett that night and he had one of those. Remember those Firebirds?
Yes.
He had that like orange one.
Yeah.
And so I went in there and we just like, I was like, pull over like 5 times. And I thought it was like going to throw up. I just like ended up like spitting. And I remember one time I almost like fell out. And so he like grabbed me by like the pants and like pulled me back. He was like, I'm not fucking doing this again. It was so much fun. I mean, you know, and then back then, it was so stupid. I was all about like apple martinis.
Yeah.
And by the time you can make it to the dance floor, like half of it's like spilled out, you know,
the cup is.
Yeah, I know. Just so stupid.
Yeah, no, mine and yours were totally opposite.
Totally opposite.
My 30th birthday, that's when we went to a hookah.
Oh,
lounge and a Bollywood dance party.
So yeah, I love it.
We're gonna do that this year too.
Yes, I'm so excited.
I want to do a Bollywood, or just a dance. A dance. Anything to do with dancing.
I already have it marked on my calendar for you. I mean, this year, I don't know. Like my last, so 30th, I was pregnant. 31st, Chaz organized like a group of my friends and like their significant others to go to Vegas because I couldn't really party on my 30th because I was pregnant. And so we went to Vegas and it was such a surprise. Like I didn't even know where I was going until like 2 days before.
Oh.
I didn't even know anyone else was going.
Right. Oh.
Until we got there and I saw them.
Oh, that's
nice. And so he organized
nice.
This whole thing. Yeah, it was so
cool. This was for your 31st. Because you were pregnant. Uh-huh. You were 30.
Yeah, and it was so cool. Like, that was probably, it was probably one of the coolest trips because everything was a surprise. I had no idea.
Oh, that is nice.
It was so cool. So, so, so awesome. And then, obviously, 40th was amazing.
Cancun. That was
Cancun.
So much fun.
I think I'm going to do something similar when I turn 50.
Girl, let's just enjoy your 40s.
I understand,
right now.
But like it was so much fun and everyone had such a great time and got along. I just love seeing all my friends just come together.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. Yeah. Everybody got along from different places and
different
places of town. Like, I hadn't met any of your,
but you had always heard about them.
Yes. So I can put it like,
yes, it always clicked. And they were like, oh, you're this. Oh, oh my God. I've heard like so much about it. It was like all my worlds colliding like in such a great space, a beautiful place. It was so great. And then for Chaz's 40th, I remember we were going to do it at a bar and it would have been so fun. But his birthday is March 23rd.
The world shut down. So did mine. I was going to do my 40th in Vegas with all my friends.
Shit. And it sucked for people turning 40 then.
Then I would feel bad So I was like, you know, the next year you want to make your 40th like really cool. So like, you know, next year things that following year, everything started opening up.
Yeah.
But not everybody was still comfortable like going out on vacation. So I was like, okay, 2 years later. But like, it doesn't make sense for everyone to be like, okay, let's go out for your.
Yeah, I should have
just
girl.
Forced everybody. It's like,
here's
hey.
The thing. People love you. They all, you don't need an excuse to do a girl's trip or a trip.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And they would understand if like it was for your 40th and you couldn't really do it. Yeah, hell yeah. You tell me. I'd be like, fuck yeah, I'm down.
Any excuse.
You know what
to
I mean?
Get, yeah.
I love girls' trips. I love significant other trips. I love family trips. But I feel like if you just get a good bunch of girls together.
Yes.
And here's the thing, especially moms.
Because they're
when you're away from your kids and you don't have any responsibility, you don't even have to come home to do anything. You don't wake up to anything.
Yep.
Girl, you fucking get drunk.
Oh, no, I saw the college Jacqueline on your 40th birthday.
You always stay the same. I read that somewhere. You always stay the same.
No,
like
it's
you
true.
Never really change. If in college you were like the motherly type, making sure all your friends were safe, you're still like that at 40.
Yeah.
If you were the one who like, you know, made sure was everyone having a good time, you're like that. If you were like the crazy one, you're still like that. You know, you never really change, which I think is great.
I
you shouldn't lose
good,
your
yeah.
identity. Not that that's your identity. You shouldn't lose yourself because you have kids or you have, you know, whatever. Like, if that's what you really like to do and you enjoy it,
yeah.
and when you can do it, just fucking do it.
For sure.
You know? I just think that that's great. And I think that's the beauty of it. And the most beautiful thing is if you have a good group of girls who don't judge anyone for doing anything on that damn trip.
What do they say? Whatever happens there stays there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. I think that's amazing. You can just be you, all of y'all be you.
Make a fool, do whatever,
yeah,
and nothing's going to be
so
brought
great.
Back. Yes.
It's just so great. You know,
yes,
you learn
sure.
so much more. Your friendship goes so much in a deeper level.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I think that's just
secret.
The best.
Keep a secret.
Keep a secret. And then the other thing is you could tell your husband a lot of things,
uh-huh.
but you can't tell your husband all the things. Because I know some girls say things that they don't want the husbands to know. Like, it's just girl code. And you don't even have to, like, say this is the one thing I don't want anybody's husbands.
Right.
You should know. You should know what you can tell or what you can't tell.
Hey, but there's a lot of women out there that...
I know, but those are the ones that I don't want to invite anymore. You know? Like, okay, yeah, I see. You know.
But you would be okay if, like, Jazz didn't tell you everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean... They only talk. I just imagine a guy's trip is like not a lot of talking, just a lot of drinking, a lot of doing shit. You know,
yeah.
I mean, they don't like stay up till four
talking.
They stay up to four partying.
Right.
You know,
that's true.
But God, I can imagine what a lot of us did stay up so late that last
I
night.
I don't understand how you stayed up and then you would get up right back at like early in the morning. I'm like, girl, are you ready to go?
I have a major FOMO. I have major FOMO, so I'm ready to party. it just reminded me. So, God, 2 weeks ago, I can't remember. We went on a brunch, but the day before, it was 4:20. We stayed up partying. I took some gummies and we stayed up partying. But then I had a brunch the next day.
Okay.
And so as I'm getting ready, I'm listening to like Missy Elliott radio on Spotify and getting ready. And Tess is like, God damn, girl, how you have this energy? Like you acted like we just didn't like party last night
I
and
know.
Stuff. And I was just like, I got to get crunk. I got to get in the mood, you know? So I was just like, I got to bring it. I can't be like the one at the table with the head down. You know, I just got to like, you know, be me.
But do you ever get tired?
I crash later. I crash when no one sees me.
That's kind of nice because I'm like, oh, I need to go to sleep.
It will, but I can't. I also want to be there and be present for all the fun things, too.
Yeah, but I think y'all partied
till
the end of day that day.
Yeah.
Because I think you like messaged me at 7. You're like, get over here. We're doing a last minute birth thing. I was like,
Oh, the next day.
And
oh,
I was
yeah.
Like, I'm cooking dinner. And I was exhausted. I was like, oh my gosh, this girl could keep going.
As I was getting ready, I was like, God, did you take a speedball or something? Like, you have so much energy.
Hopefully, like, you have that same energy.
Chaz, remember, I'm always a good time, okay? I can't be a dud. I can't be a dud, you know? Yeah, I don't know.
So we all love you, Jacqueline.
Listen. Everyone needs to laugh and be happy and be funny.
For sure.
Yeah, well, I guess the other thing is I never do a birthday month because my birthday's on the 3rd. That's kind of ridiculous.
You party it up. No,
well,
but you party it up.
Well, yeah, it's my birthday.
And you party up for like 2 days after
I can't. Because if it falls on a Saturday, yes, I'm going to do something that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Just like I am now.
Yeah, you
but then after the fact, I can't be like, hey, it's May 15th. Take me out for lunch. It's my birthday, you know. But if your birthday is towards the end of the month, I can kind of see where that goes. So I never had the opportunity to be like, it's my birthday month because my birthday's on the 3rd.
I don't know who does it.
I see it all over Facebook and stuff like that.
Moms that do that?
Not really. It's kind of rare, but I do see it.
Really?
Okay, I do see it. So
I wouldn't mind celebrating my birthday all month.
I mean, that was great. I do know that.
It's exhausting if you have to turn around and do that to somebody else.
That is.
Like, okay.
You're like, I like it for me, but not for under.
It's exhausting. I'm like, oh, what today now? What do I do special today? What do I do day 1, 2, 3? That's too much.
It's a lot. And I remember for my 40th, I thought it was a lot. But that's a one-time thing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, for sure.
People want to take you out, and then you have, like, different groups of friends, and not everyone was going to Cancun. And so I felt like, you know, I mean, you want to celebrate with everybody.
Yeah.
And not everybody could be in one spot. And so, you know, it is what it is. Sorry. Sometimes you just have to party, even if you don't want to, Sujata. Sujata's like, fuck no. I just say no.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm
no, but
sleep.
These are all things I want to do. No one's twisting my arm to be like, hey. Because
no,
I always say
awesome.
No if I don't.
I love the fact that you have all that energy. I'm just like, I'm tired. But I know I love it. You motivate me to like get out of my little shell.
Oh, your shell?
Yeah.
See, you need me. What would you do without me?
Oh, I don't know what I would do. I do need you.
Oh my gosh. Hey, did you ever use your vibrator?
I did.
Oh my God. I thought you were going to say like, no. Tell me reviews.
I loved it.
What setting did you use? 3 is my favorite.
Okay, that shit is too
strong.
Too strong. I was like, oh my gosh, this hurts.
Hey, so did you just like have like 3 in a row then?
I did like orgasms?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my always. God. Yeah. Oh, wait. But always?
I always have more than one.
Just through regular sex? Regular sex. Wait. Okay. Oh, I'm very intrigued. Very intrigued. I am not one of those. I'm not one of those that actually can really.
Okay. But with your vibrator, you can, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like multiple times.
100%. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But you can do it
with intercourse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. I'm very jealous. And it has nothing against like Chaz or anything.
Oh, no.
But it's just my body.
Me, it's just you. Yeah.
I know most women don't.
That's right.
Most women don't. So you are lucky girl. Man, maybe it's because you waited to have sex until you were married.
That's right.
We had one sex partner. I don't know, man. That's interesting.
Just one, yes.
I want to do a study now. I'm just like, take. Huh. Okay, so then what did the vibrator do for you that you think that you would not have gotten? You think it's a more intense orgasm?
No, it's not more intense. It's a little bit lighter.
Really?
Yeah, and it's not as intense as just regular sex.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, but did you like it?
I liked it. I love the fact that it looks like a little lipstick.
Just keep it from the kids.
I know, like a little lipstick. Yeah, no, I loved it. I thought it was actually very small, and it wasn't painful. It was like wasn't hard. It wasn't the vibrator that I imagined it would be. Like, because I haven't really used. I've seen the bigger ones that are like plasticky or
okay.
Whatever.
So that's what I'm saying. I have multiple ones. That one I sent you was the one that I pretty much use exclusively when having sex because it is small.
Yes. It doesn't, you know, get what in the way.
It doesn't get in the way. Yes. I mean, you don't want this like big thing with like bunny ears and fucking rolling balls, just like everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It wouldn't. It wouldn't. So yeah. And it's also good for, it's waterproof. So if you want to use it in like the shower, the tub.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You looked at me like, oh, okay. Did you use it by yourself?
No.
Okay. All right.
I
so
haven't gone there yet.
So, okay. So I can't talk to you about this because you already have orgasms. Just, okay. For the women who don't, if you would like my review or my recommendation on said vibrator while you're having sex, I think this one is a good one.
No, it's a really good one.
Okay. So you still would use it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What did Bob think? Was he weirded out by it?
No, not at all. He's like, let's get it out. Use it. It's like Jacqueline told you to use it.
Oh, my God. We have to have sex today. You said
that's
you
what Jacqueline
you
called
today.
She called Bob.
I did.
On the phone and
I
like,
did.
Hey, y'all need to use that vibrator today. Y'all need to have sex today. Okay, Mom.
We need content. I've been talking about this damn fucking vibrator, and you need to come through.
No, it was really impressive. It was a good vibrator.
Okay,
it's
good.
Easy to clean.
Yeah, yeah.
One.
So, yeah.
Travel
okay.
With,
do you have like favorite setting? Did you like go through them?
I think it's the first one. Like, if it's too intense, that's super sensitive for me.
Okay. Have you ever tried it super intense? Maybe you get a very intense
okay,
orgasm.
I'll try it. I'll try it.
Don't be scared of like the sensitivity.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just try that one next
okay,
time.
Okay, I'll try it. I'll try the different
yeah.
settings.
Yeah. I think it's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I'm very proud of you.
I'm glad. Thanks for introducing the
small. Okay, so we'll get another one. We'll get one that is bigger and
okay.
like other things.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you let me know.
Maybe we'll get something for Bob too.
Sure. I don't even know what's out there besides like a little doll or something.
No, girl, no one uses that shit.
Blow up doll. Hey, no. Yes, they do. Those blow up dolls. I've been hearing everything.
Okay, if you have a real partner.
But what else would guys use?
There is a lot. I'm going to take you to the store. There's a lot.
We've been talking about the store and we haven't made it yet. I think we've been trying, but
we've been trying.
Always something going on.
Fucking house shit and kid
so
shit.
Much. So much. Yes.
So much shit.
We'll make it out there one day.
I know. Sometime soon. Okay, well, thank you everyone for rating us. We need more ratings, more star reviews. It takes 2 seconds.
Yes.
Write up a review if you're so in a giving mood. And we will see you next time.
All right. And also, I'd say if anybody wants to talk about something, just send it over. Like any.
Oh, yeah. Any topics.
Any topics. Interesting
yeah,
topics.
Yeah. We'll talk
yeah.
about anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
So just send it over.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.